Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
There are many grace preachers today that still claim that the tithing is part of the new covenant. And some of the arguments that are given is, for instance, well, Abraham, he gave tithes to Melchizedek, and that was 400 something years before the law of Moses. Yeah, but my point there is, wait a minute, Abraham also had circumcision. Are you saying that we should also still circumcise? It's not a valid argument. The only set of scriptures that you'll find in the New Testament where actually there's been a lot of dispute and questioning about, oh, is tithing still for today? And that set of scriptures will be in Hebrews chapter 7. And that's the only area where some ministers and teachers or Bible teachers seem to claim there is authority to suggest that there we have a reason to believe that tithing is for today. And to be more specific, the verse that is used in chapter 7 is of the book of Hebrews is verse 8. And if I read from the King James translation, this is how it reads. And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Now actually, when you look at that, this the second half of that sentence where it says, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. The people that claim tithing is for today will say, well, that's talking about Jesus, because he's the one that liveth and he is over there in heaven somewhere. So that second half of the sentence where it says, but there he receives them. The word, the two words receives them is in italics. It is not there in the Greek. Okay? So forget about that bit. But the context of the whole chapter is that the priesthood is basically the message that the priesthood of Christ is comparable to the priesthood of Melchizedek, which is far more superior than the Levitical priesthood, which was under the old Mosaic or the Sinaitic covenant. And actually, that verse there in verse 8 is not talking about Jesus. It's talking about Melchizedek. And that is so clear. When you start reading the verse in context, you'll see that it is actually, wait a minute, when he says, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he, Melchizedek, of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. Because that's the testimony and the whole story around Melchizedek. So, back to my original point. Well, first of all, tithing is not for today. It is not. It was part of the old Levitical priesthood, and it was part of the old covenant, the old Sinaitic Mosaic covenant. And tithing is not for today. It has not been since the old Sinaitic covenant was abolished in 70 AD at the destruction of Jerusalem, the temple, and the complete abolishing of the Levitical priesthood. Now, I don't understand why so many grace preachers of today, who are really great proponents of the grace message, and yet they are even great teachers, and yet they are so insistent for some reason and determined to claim that tithing is still for today. There are several kinds of grace teachers in today's grace movement. Those who still preach tithing, and those who know that it's wrong, And actually, because their message is quite revolutionary and it's still groundbreaking for many Christians today and even people, general Christian, non-Christian, they don't want to jeopardize the message by talking about money. And I get that fully because I've been in that phase too. Even when I started as a grace preacher, I used to preach that tithing was still for today, until I finally got my head screwed on right and saw in the scripture that it's not for today. But then I also stopped talking about money. And money is an important part of our lives. We have to be realistic about that. Giving is for today. But I didn't want to talk about money because I didn't want to harm or jeopardize the message. And there's so much negative propaganda, and rightfully so. There is some really, there's been a lot of misuse in churches and ministries with regards to money. That doesn't take away though from the fact that it is a hugely important factor, and that we as ministers must help the people that we teach to understand how they can apply the biblical principles in their giving.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.